The artificial intelligence stories this week coalesce around a single uncomfortable theme: the gap between what AI companies say their technology is for and what it's actually being used for, combined with the political battles over who gets to set the rules. Let's start with the most alarming piece. A Cambridge University study based on interviews with actual Boko Haram fighters found that the group is using ChatGPT and other frontier AI models to design explosives, troubleshoot weapon systems, and coordinate logistics. This is not a hypothetical concern about misuse. It's documented, ongoing, and happening now.
The operational detail here is significant. We're not talking about a terrorist organization using AI to write propaganda, which has been the primary concern in most threat assessments. We're talking about technical weapons development assistance. The fact that fighters describe using these tools to troubleshoot weapons suggests they're getting specific engineering guidance. This puts enormous pressure on OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, and others to explain why their safety filters didn't catch this, and it gives significant ammunition to those in Congress and the Pentagon who want much more aggressive government oversight of frontier AI deployment.
Which brings us directly to the Air Force story. The Pentagon is pushing contractors to drop Anthropic by September 1st, which is a remarkably compressed timeline. The underlying conflict is that Anthropic has built constitutional constraints into its Claude model that limit its use for certain military applications. It won't help plan kinetic operations, won't assist with weapons targeting in certain contexts. The Air Force views those constraints as incompatible with operational needs. Anthropic views them as non-negotiable safety commitments. There is no obvious compromise position here because the disagreement is about core product design, not contract terms.
Elon Musk's behavior around this is characteristically contradictory and worth noting. He called Anthropic the AI leader in what appears to be a genuine compliment, which is striking given that Anthropic and OpenAI represent the companies most directly competing with his own xAI venture. Simultaneously, he told Tesla staff to use Grok, which is his own company's model. So you have him publicly elevating a competitor while internally routing business to his own product. That's either a sophisticated market positioning move or just Musk being Musk.
The Chinese disinformation campaign story from OpenAI and Anthropic deserves careful attention because the mechanism they're describing is specific. It's not Chinese hackers breaking into AI systems. It's fake accounts creating the impression that OpenAI and Anthropic's own AI tools are being used to spread Chinese state narratives, essentially laundering propaganda through the reputational credibility of American AI companies. The intent appears to be to blur the line between authentic AI-generated content and state-directed influence operations, which makes both harder to identify and counter.
Let me bring in our curriculum corner here, because the AI industry's legal situation connects directly to a framework that's going to be increasingly important as these companies grow. We're starting to hear antitrust language applied to AI market concentration, so it's worth understanding what that actually means legally. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, which is still the primary U.S. antitrust statute, prohibits two things: agreements that restrain trade, and monopolization or attempted monopolization. The critical point that most people miss is that having a large market share is not itself illegal. What makes monopoly illegal under Sherman is when a company uses illegitimate means to acquire or maintain that dominant position. Think of it this way: if you build a better mousetrap and 80% of people buy it, that's fine. But if you build a worse mousetrap and buy out every competitor or threaten retailers who carry competing products, that's where Sherman kicks in. Applied to AI, OpenAI having the largest share of the AI assistant market isn't automatically a legal problem. The legal questions arise when you look at exclusive deals, whether Microsoft's integration of OpenAI models into Office products forecloses competitors, whether GPU access arrangements with NVIDIA amount to leveraging dominance in one market to control another. That's where the DOJ and FTC are actually looking, not at market share percentages in isolation.
The San Francisco protests outside OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google offices reflect a different kind of pressure: civil society concern about AI development pace, safety commitments, and labor practices. The fact that protesters are targeting Anthropic alongside OpenAI and Google is notable because Anthropic has specifically positioned itself as the safety-focused company. When even the safety company faces street protests, it suggests the protest movement's critique is about the entire industry model, not specific corporate behavior.
Meta's decision to pull its Muse image tool, which let users manipulate other people's public Instagram photos without their knowledge, after less than a week, is a case study in how not to launch a sensitive feature. The fact that it launched at all suggests either that the product team didn't run it past legal and policy review, or that they did, and those reviews failed. Meta pulled it quickly once the backlash hit, but the sequence of events, rapid launch, public outcry, quiet removal, is becoming a pattern for the company that reinforces concerns about its judgment on privacy-sensitive AI features.